Okay, so another beautiful piece of reverse engineering. A researcher, Rodham Kerner, he wrote on his blog, since there are so many vendors who redistribute this hardware software, it is hard to rely on vendors patch to arrive at your doorstep. I believe there are more vulnerabilities being exploited in the wild against these machines, and therefore your best shot would probably be to deny any connection from an unknown IP to the DVR services. And so I will leave you here with a list of vendors who are selling some of the CCTV DVDs rebranded gear, a company called TVT. What this guy found was he was setting up a system for a friend, and it was a multi-camera CCTV DVR security system, and he was when he brought up its web interface because it had a web server in it, he was like it seemed to be missing some of the controls that he was expecting to see. So he's a little on the techie side, to say the least. So he looked at, you know, he did a view source to suspecting maybe that there was some mangled up CSS that was preventing the display of the control UI that he was expecting to see. What he found at the bottom of the page was... I'm trying to think. I'm confusing two stories here. I'm sorry. This is the next story because we have two stories that are very similar. This first guy, found some malicious code in the firmware of this commercial DVR system. Which enabled remote code execution. And this wasn't obviously malicious, but it was at least a mistake. And he did a search on the net because this device opens port 81 and also 8000. And he found, using Shodan, more than 30,000 of these systems exposed publicly. So thus his advice to limit the exposure with a firewall to known IPs. So there are 30,000 of these commercial CCTV DVRs, and looking at them, I mean, he has an example of looking out the camera of some store, which is completely visible now, thanks to this vulnerability. What it turns out is that there are so many of these because the 70 different brands are all the same device. There is a single Chinese company, this TVT, that produces a white labeled generic solution, and 70 different companies slap their own name on it and resell it under their own brand. They're all the same device, and they all have the same firmware, and thus the same vulnerability. So anyway, there's really no takeaway for our listeners, except that anyone who is using these systems where it's like, oh, yeah, we have, you know, username and password, log on anywhere from the internet, and you can get access. That's probably insufficient security. And we're talking about, of course, a major privacy breach. We're talking about something potentially publishing the not only the current image but the past, because these things record, of all the cameras that it has hooked up to it. The argument has been made in some of the coverage of this that this is now the way criminals are casing that the organizations and retailers that they want to attack before, I mean, in the physical world that they want to break into, is they just sit there and monitor that company's CCTVs to look at protocols and procedures and how things operate and where, you know, where the manager puts the keys when he's through using them and so forth. So just chilling that there could be this many systems, all from one company, all with a remote code execution vulnerability. In his walkthrough, it's a nice piece of work. He goes through the process of establishing root with full remote terminal access and the ability then to download his own code package and execute it. So basically complete takeover of the device. And he said they're typically busy box based, and this family of CCTV DVRs was busy box based. So, you know, he was right at home hacking into it. The other story is the one where someone was setting up a system for a friend, which he purchased from Amazon. And so the headlines were, beware, even things on Amazon come with embedded malware. Now, the link to the Amazon device shows product no longer available. So Amazon quickly said, whoops, and took it off the market. I was curious to see what it would cost because these things are not inexpensive. But so he wrote, I needed a simple set of good outdoor surveillance cameras for a friend's home. Like everything else I buy, I turn to Amazon. I found what seemed like a great deal for a set of 6 PoE, that's power over Ethernet, cameras, and the necessary recording equipment. Here's the link. And then there's the link. He says, when trying to get the cameras to work on my friend's machine, I simply logged into the admin webpage and went to configure it. First of all, something seemed a bit off. The interface showed the camera feed, but none of the normal controls or settings were available. Being one of those guys who assumes bad CSS, I went ahead and opened up developer tools. Maybe a bad style sheet or style was hiding the options I needed. Instead, what I found tucked at the bottom of the body tag was an iframe linking to a very strange-looking host name, www.brenz.pl, a well-known malware distribution domain. So essentially, this brand new, purchased by clicking a link from Amazon, of course, this is not Amazon's fault. This is a CCTV system, and we just got through talking about 70 of them that have a different problem. This one, for whatever reason, how it got in there, we don't know. But there is an innocuous-looking iframe, which, of course, is embedding a fetch of whatever this Brenz.pl wants to place in the frame. Very much in the same way that, you know, malicious advertising gets onto someone's browser. Here, it's whatever this malicious malware site chooses to stick into your CCTV viewing or admin webpage. So, again, the retail channel is seeing these kinds of problems, and unfortunately, I think we're going to need to keep remain vigilant about all IoT stuff. The problem with these is they are inherently connected. They are, you know, they are on the net to do their job. Many of the IoT systems are too, and it creates an exposure. We are, you know, we just got through getting firewalls up in front of our PCs after we finally figured out we were not capable of adequately securing them to allow them to operate without a firewall. We know that. Everyone knows that. and even go, let's go further and put a NAT router in front of our whole network, because Lord knows what's going on within our network. We need that security. Yet here we are saying, oh, but wow, look what I can do. I can, you know, I can change my home temperature from the movie theater, before I get home. It's like, yes, because something outside your home is able to reach into your home.
So can someone else.
Yeah, exactly.